This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, it's nearly Christmas, and the one time of year when eating chocolate can be a guilt-free occupation, and just about anyone to whom you give a chocolatey gift will be grateful. So today, how to cook the perfect chocolate truffle for yourself or as a gift, with Chantal Cody, who in 1983 opened a chocolate boutique in London's King's Road called Rococo and has now written a book on mastering the art of chocolate. So Chantal, how do you begin your chocolate truffles?
Now, the first thing to say about chocolate truffles is they can be very simple or they can be quite complicated. But what I want to do is something very, very simple, very accessible, and everyone can have a go. So we're going to take some very good chocolate. Quality of the chocolate's really important. I'm going to chop it up and weigh it. And this is, I'm using a chocolate from the Grenada Chocolate Company, which is a fantastic small tree-to-bar producer who actually make their chocolate on the island. And there really is sort of best practice model of how to not only grow cocoa, but add value in little microeconomies.
And what percentage does it have to have? Is it 71? 71.
It doesn't have to be that high, but it is important to get really good chocolate. And that one is actually available in one of the major supermarkets. So you can, you know, there's so much choice now in the supermarkets, but go for the best chocolate that you can get your hands on.
Now, you've got a bowl over there, over a pan.
Yeah.
The pan is boiling?
The pan is boiling. Well, in fact, it's boiled and the bowl is very hot. And I've actually turned it off now because what I don't want, the thing to avoid, is having steam entering into your chocolate. So that's just a really hot receptacle, and I'm going to stick the chocolate in. And because chocolate melts at a very low temperature anyway, it should just gently melt by itself. So I'm just weighing up my chocolate now, which is 210 grams I need.
And that's going to go in and melt.
I'm going to put that in and melt. And I'm going to boil up some cream.
You boil the cream?
Yes.
How much cream do you need?
I've got 200 mils of cream. And I'm going to add into that cream some of my honey.
This is honey from your own bees, isn't it?
It is. It's London honey. A friend of mine, Kate, and I have hives in her garden. So that's a fantastic thing.
Healthy, are they, your bees? Because there have been a lot of problems with bees.
Well, actually, I'm really concerned about them because it was such a wet summer. I know when we had a new queen came out, we're not quite sure whether she mated or not. And if she didn't, the hive will die. So it's just a waiting game. It's very, very anxious.
So do you actually boil the cream with the honey?
So, yes, the cream is boiled. And then I'll turn it off and leave it to cool down for a minute. And then I'm going to stir the chocolate.
OK, so while you continue with that, I'm going to ask you about other things in the book. Where does an idea like fennel and white chocolate come from?
Well, fennel is one of my favourite things, and I think it's equally good raw or cooked. And in a lot of classic French places, they will serve cooked fennel, braised somehow. And our French chocolatier said, oh yes, my grandmother used to do it, and she used to put in little sugar. And I thought, well, instead of sugar, we could use some white chocolate. So I just throw in a little bit of white chocolate, some lemon and orange juice, and then and butter, and then just let it cook very, very gently for about 15 minutes. So you get this lovely caramelly, melting, delicious, very delicate flavoured fennel.
And cheese and chocolate. Now this is sweet and savoury, which Yorkshire people know about, because when we have our Christmas cake on Christmas Day, we will have cheese with it. And is that a similar idea, putting it with chocolate?
I think it is very similar. I mean, the thing is, most people do it all the time. They use tomato ketchup, for example. It's very, very sugary. So chocolate, the interesting thing about cheese and chocolate is they're both fermented products, and they both actually have very complex and quite similar flavour profiles. It sounds odd, but they do complement each other really well. And we've had a lot of fun experimenting with different matches. And there's one of our milk chocolate sea salt. We have the very thin discs, and we put a goat's curd onto that with a little bit of lemon zest and black pepper. It's really fresh and really delicious and a bit different. And then you can try blue cheese or something like epoisse with the dark chocolate. And in fact, in the new year, I know that I'm going to be getting together with Patricia from La Fromagerie and doing some pairings with her.
Cheese and chocolate. Where did your interest in chocolate come from?
I've always been obsessed by chocolate, and I don't know whether it's just not getting enough as a child or being one of a very large family, but it's always been something I've loved. And I suppose I used to dream about it a lot and think that's what I wanted to do at some point. But then I went away and worked and got into art school, studied design. So it was only really after I'd finished my degree that I decided I was going to make a life out of chocolate.
Now, you were described recently on this programme as one of the most influential women in business today. How did you learn to build a brand?
That's a really difficult question, actually. I suppose that, in a way, a lot of the brand is about connecting with people on an emotional level. And I think part of that is visual and the way the thing looks. But it's also about much more about the values of the business and the kind of the way that we connect with our customers. And it's a long process. It doesn't happen overnight. And it's kind of continual tweaking.
Now, you've been stirring that melted chocolate. I think we're probably going to have to go eventually to some you made earlier, which are sitting right here next to me, just going, eat me, eat me. But having melted the chocolate and boiled the cream with the honey, what's the next step?
The next stage is we roughly put in one third of the cream and honey, and then you mix that. And this bit is quite quick, so I don't know if you can see that, but it's starting to thicken up. And don't be alarmed, because that's quite normal. And sometimes it even looks like it's split. So that's got really thick now, and I'm going to add the next third, and then the next third. And by the time
So it all goes into the chocolate.
You finish that, you should have a really glossy, thick, smooth emulsion. And right at the end, I'm going to put in my bits of butter, which are at room temperature, when the mixture's cooled down a little bit, because you don't want it to melt and sink to the bottom.
So, and forming the shapes, this is when it's all mixed together and is cooled, obviously. Do you make them into squares or circles?
Well, you can do either. So some people are dab hand with a piping bag, and nowadays you can get these disposable ones. So you can either put it in a piping bag when it's at cool buttercream consistency, and then pipe it into little tear shapes, and then roll it between your hands into balls and dip it. Or, if you want to do something a bit simpler, you can use a frame or a small tray lined with cling film. Let it set into a slab. And I do have some I made earlier that I can show you.
Well, I have one right here. This and then one's just got cocoa simply round it. The other one's got... Is that icing sugar the other one's got round it?
Yes, those are the little snowballs. But it's the same mixture.
Oh.
So you can see that now. It's a lovely...
Oh, that is gorgeous. That is gorgeous. Now, I know the more complex one, you can put a hard casing of chocolate around it and then give them as Christmas presents.
Absolutely, yes.
Chantal Cody, you've made my morning. That is absolutely gorgeous. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.
And don't forget that if you'd like more information on how to make these gorgeous chocolates, you can find the recipe on our website, and you can also sign up for the Cook the Perfect newsletter. You'll get sent all the details of the recipe as well as tips from our guests straight into your inbox.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.